Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you don't say that.
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
You crushed it.
Because I felt like I was fucking lied to. Because I was calling off the chain to hear Petey Pablo freak a leak.
Yeah. Fucking JD, do you want a missionary with your feet cramped to the headboard? Why, it's Black and Miles. Hey, Petey Pablo, hey, freak a leak.
The Aftermess.
I sure hope this fucking works. Everyone tap your mic. All right, we're back at it. It's the Aftermess Podcast. Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hello, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
And Producer Maddie.
Oh, Producer Maddie loves this topic today on the Aftermess Podcast. Hopefully you will appreciate this. This is Radio Exposed. We are going to peel back the curtain of radio, all the lies that you've probably been told your whole life listening to radio to date. Mm. To date, that how behind the scenes of radio is sometimes a little click and baitish. Sometimes it's lies that you hear. We've all been part of it, especially, you know, me. We've been doing radio as long as Maddie and Sienna have been born. So I've been part of all these fucking lies. We've been lying to you. Who wants to jump? I have so many, but mine is going to be very direct on what I'm going to expose about radio. Shall I go or does someone want to jump on?
Well, no one listens to the radio anymore. That's why we're doing this.
Right? I say, JD, you go first.
Okay. This is actually pretty easy for me because it's how I got started in radio. And that was, you know, just like Sienna, she just hopped in, right? So everything is new. Everything is a shiny new toy, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so as we're starting to kind of peel back the layers, it's not like, it almost was discouraging mine. So I remember being in high school, I did my high school project on radio. On if Sirius radio was going to have an effect on normal terrestrial radio.
Right.
And so I interned or, you know, did my hours at this legendary station in the Bay Area called Wild 94.9.
Legend.
Just legends. At the time, Nessa, Colin Kaepernick's wife, was doing nights. So I helped on her show. Just these OGs. I mean, I grew up in the Bay just loving
doghouse,
just a doghouse with JV, rest in peace,
St. John,
Strawberry,
yes,
and Mary Diaz was the person that really got me into radio. And so I was in school one day and she gave me a call that E-40 was going to be in the studio for the release of his album. The hyphy movement, if you guys don't know, like E-40, Tell Me When to Go, Too Short, Blow the Whistle. Those were obviously big in the streets, but imagine being from somewhere and a record goes like crazy nationally. It just makes you have so much pride for your city.
Right.
So I'll just fast forward. So as I'm learning to work with Mary Diaz, she calls me in the studio and that's kind of like where I'm the beginning of me learning, right? And so I go into the studio with her after this meet and greet, this legendary meet and greet with E-40, the real reason why I'm in radio. And I'm like, hey, you know, like I'm learning about song requests. And, you know, when you call in, hey, if you guys want to hear a song, call me, blah, 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 blah. And I used to call all the time. And then when my song came on, I'm like, wow, they listened to me. You know that feeling of when you called into a radio station and you asked for a song and they played it. It was almost like an air hug over the radio. And she goes, there's no such things as song requests. the songs are already in here. The songs are already predetermined in a playlist, and it crushed me because I felt like I was fucking lied to. Because I was calling off the chain to hear Petey Pablo Freak a Leak. I was,
yeah, fucking JD. Do you want a missionary with your feet cramped to the headboard? Why it's Black and Miles, huh? Petey Pablo, huh? Freak a Leak.
I'm trying to think of like another big song at the time outside of, you know, E40, Tell Me When to Go. It was like, I think Dem Franchise Boys were big.
Lean With It, Rock With It.
Yeah, Lean With It, Rock With It. Laffy Taffy, D4L was one of the biggest songs.
I knew that song. Yeah. I haven't known a single epic song. But
so, I mean, this was exposed for me. I was devastated because, you know, I was making dedications. I was calling and be like, shout out my friend's birthday. Will you play this song specifically for them? And I thought it was so catered to me personally.
Right.
And it crushed me. But a soft landing was, at least when I was taking these requests that I knew were fucking lies when I was like helping in the studio, they actually would let me tally. Like, okay, so someone called in for Petey Pablo, Freak League.
Right.
I would write down. And then if I didn't know the song, I would write it in a blank space. So then their music director would know, hey, a lot of people are requesting this song. So there was, you know, like the ear.
It was a tool.
It was a tool.
Yeah.
But the fact that there are no such things as song requests, like we don't just automatically be like, oh, that's what, it's not like you're at the club. So I'm just letting y'all know now.
Yeah.
That shit is fake.
It's like, basically playing the odds. If we went to 10 phone calls, we know that 8 of them are going to request Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift is going to fucking play. So for those 8 people that called in, they're like, oh, they play Taylor for me.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's playing the numbers.
Yeah.
So I think that was, for me, someone who loved radio first, someone who thought it was so personal, that was like what threw me off. It almost was like, man, fuck you guys. That was so, I felt hurt. Like that was when the first time I genuinely felt my feelings were hurt because of radio.
And then you decided to.
And I was like, I love this shit. They're a bunch of liars. They're a bunch of frauds. This is perfect for me. I love this career option. Yeah.
All right.
That was mine.
I think mine is going to be pretty fucking good about the biggest misconception about radio. So I'm going to leave mine to the very end. Let's move on to Sienna. Sienna, okay. What's yours?
I mean, there's still so much that I am learning. This is my, fifth month in radio. But just going off JD's real quick, it's so funny because not knowing anything about radio ever, I just assumed that there was always someone coming in on weekends at least to just play music. Man, I thought there was someone just clicking that button and just playing music. I never really thought about, oh, it's actually put into a system and, you know, there's a direct, all that stuff. So I just wanted to say that's what I thought on weekends happened. Been someone, they would switch off their shifts and someone's coming in here.
You know what's crazy? I'd done radio long enough to where you should, there had to be someone here. Yeah, someone had to manually be here at all times.
Yeah, but I barely thought about this. I think before I interned is when that got cut out, because I interned back in 2018. So up until that point, I thought someone was coming in on the weekends and having to manually do stuff, which at that point in 2018, everything was still, or it is electronic and whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But for me, I am still new. I'm still learning. I'm picking all of your guys' brains of how all this works. The art of the tease, which you guys are teaching me right now, of how to clickbait and grab people. I mean, I've worked in social media and I do work in social media, so I kind of understand the concept. But to get my brain in that space to grab people, even when what's coming up next isn't necessarily what the tease is. So that's something that I'm also learning. But for me, the shock is we don't go live all the time. And I thought that was a thing. And it's so nice having to prep a show and we just move forward with the next one. But it was the week before I came in when we started our show, Joey, you were like, come in early. I'm going to teach you how to run boards and stuff, which I'm still trying to learn how to do and read the clock, all that stuff. And I think you were recording a spot or maybe a break and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I liked how I sounded. And in this thing called, we have Vox Pro where we pre-record our stuff, you inserted a breath, but you picked up off of the middle of a word and you picked up off of that breath. And I was so mind blown because I thought it was a one take, Jake, you record it or you're live, it's done. But you were able to kind of manipulate it. And what goes out on air is what you want it to sound like.
Right,
it's not on spot. It's not live. So that was mind blowing to me. So I heard that the first week of before we went live as a show. And I was just like, wow, this shit is crazy.
Yeah. You can alter a conversation.
Yeah. You can alter it all, basically. You can manipulate it however you want. And you want to make sure we sound good and we have the right energy. It's entertaining enough. If it's not, we'll redo it. So that's just so crazy to me. Like, but for me, it was, you were in the middle of a word. I can't remember what it was. I wish it was, but I wish I did. But you hit record and it picked up in Vox Pro perfectly. And you just knew how to catch your breath and make yourself sound the way you wanted it to.
Yeah. It's crazy. I like how our show is hybrid. So where if we want to go live, we go live. But yeah, I've worked with people in the past to where like, if you're not live, you're not doing real radio. Mm-hmm. And I never got caught up into that. My thing is, it's almost like, you know how they have these TV shows where they do the play live? Mm. You're like, we're going to do Shrek live on TV and it's going to be on Friday night at 8 p.m. and it's going to be live.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, I don't fucking care. I just want it to be entertaining. So to me, I never got caught up. If you're not doing a live break, it's not real radio. My thing is, whoever's listening, get to the funny and get to the punchline, da, 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 da. So if I feel like we would only play two songs an hour, if we went live all the time, like a 5 minute funny, great break would have probably been 10 minutes long if you didn't chop it down. So I don't mind pre-recording because we're literally in studio coming up with anything. We talk about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little long. Let's cut it down and run that back tomorrow. And then sometimes we're just like, let's go live.
Yeah.
I love that. But yeah, I guess you probably thought we're live all the time. So the first time you heard me edit something, that probably would have been freaked you out.
It was so mind blowing. And even the other day, now obviously I'm used to it because we're 5 months into it, but I can't remember. I was talking to my friends and I was like, oh yeah, I'm heading out. And I think we're leaving right at 10 or maybe a little bit before. And they're like, wait, but I hear you talking right now. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I just ruined radio magic for you.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I'm already leaving. I'm already halfway home. And
sometimes we have like a meeting or we're catching a flight to broadcast, so we got to get ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I never thought about it and I was mind blown, but it helps us in the long run because we can just keep pushing through.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. And you get a peek behind the curtain as far as media in general, going to what she's talking about, the teases, like it's not just radio. That's why Ryan Seacrest is notorious for saying after the break, that's his tease. We'll find out who wins after the break.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you'll never listen or watch things the same ever again after learning the tease. That's the expose of like, how can I get them to tune into the next thing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi, Miss Maddie. I feel like Maddie could have did this whole episode.
Oh, me? No. What? I did want to quickly touch upon, I did something in radio at one point where we were always live. We would never pre-record. And there was a point where we were only playing two songs an hour, or maybe that was a little bit of an exaggeration, but breaks were 10, 12, sometimes 25 minutes long.
Wow. And that's fucking crazy.
I'm not exaggerating.
What's the format of the station? Is it like hours?
I will not repeat anything else because I have a very small resume. So we're going to just stop right there. But yeah, no. So going live, just like it's so hard because as with four people too, like there's so... You ever get that white shit in the corner of your mouth? I'm sorry.
Hey-o.
It's okay. When I was talking, I was hearing like my spit smack in my mouth. So I'm just like, oh God.
Don't mind me.
Yeah.
But when you go live, like there's just with four personalities, like you can't always get to the point directly, or you can't always get to the funny directly. So like, I know I say shit all the time where I'm like, I wish I didn't say that. And I'm so grateful that we're able to cut it out, because it's like, okay, I feel like my joke kind of brought it down, but JD picked it right back up. Mm. Well, like, let's take the down out. Like, why do we want to take it out? We don't need that. So I just love that. But some things that I didn't know about radio, which I actually knew a lot. My mom worked in radio, so it's kind of hard not to get involved. You know, your kids are involved. They understand radio. Like, they probably know a lot more than Sienna did coming in, just because they have that in. I didn't realize how many hours can go into prepping for a show. Like, as the producer, editing is a lot of what we do, as we just said. Like, we don't go live all the time. So, 10 minute break, it doesn't take 10 minutes to edit. It takes 10 minutes to listen to.
Right.
It takes anywhere from 15, if you know where the edits are going to be, to 45. Like, when I first started here, I was like, Joey, I'm a little winded.
Yeah, Maddie quit 3 times before month 1. How's Maddie doing? She quit this morning. I think she'll be back tomorrow. We're going to give it another shot.
I never walked out. My mom needs to know that clarification, that she knew I was stressed, but she also knows that I'm the type of person to go, I need to find my rhythm.
Right.
I can find a rhythm, and I'll put it to the table. Have I found the rhythm?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
me and you had a talk yesterday. How just the show is just flowing. It's just like so easy to do, because we're literally just having a good time together. And we're just like, I think the biggest thing about this show is like, you guys just sound comfortable. Like, you've been friends for a long time. That's the biggest compliment, because we really are just having a good time. And we found a rhythm.
Yep.
Real easy.
Sweet. But yeah, I just didn't realize like how much time goes into it. Like, cause in my head, you're live. So you go live, you prep the night, like night before, maybe morning of, you hop on your computer, find some stories. Oh, we need what? 15 things to talk about, 10 things to talk about. That's it. Like, piece of cake. No, like, it is so much more than that. And so when my friends kind of just like, oh, you have such an easy job and like all this stuff, I'm like, it's a fun job. Yeah. I didn't take this job because I wanted to work the rest of my life. However, it doesn't mean it's not hard and time consuming. Mm-hmm. And like, my brain is exhausted at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I can't wait for my fucking nap. I'll tell you that, my friend.
Me.
All I keep thinking about is like, oh, this nap is going to be good today. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's an emotional fuck sometimes. Mm-hmm. And certain days that you guys know, I've had a hell of a fucking month. Like, just certain days, like, I don't feel like doing a prank call. I don't feel like, I just want to stay in bed, but you got to show up and you got to entertain. And because people that are listening to the show are having a bad day. So your whole thing is like, you got to get them out of their slump.
You're the escape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're the escape.
We're the escape.
Yes. Yeah. So when I go on Instagram and I see the DMs, thank you so much for making my day. You make me laugh so hard, Joey. That one thing, the risk it for the biscuit makes my day, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, well, that was worth it. That's why I showed up today. Mm-hmm. I got mine. Mine's a doozy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. When you listen to radio, specifically mornings, not everybody on that show get along.
No way.
You're kidding.
Out of
what?
Yes.
What?
We are paid to get along with each other. We are paid to be like, sell that. We are all friends and we like to hang out. That doesn't happen. Not just shows that I've been part of. So many shows that I know nowadays that people just don't get along. And it's all right. I feel like I'll teach my kids, it's all right not to like one another. You don't have to like everyone, and everyone doesn't have to like you. But you have to do good business. You got to be a good person. And just because you disagree, maybe you're not going to hang out after the show, that you got to do a good show together. And I've sold the fuck out of, and I've been in radio for like 25 years. So I've been part of shows where like we just didn't like each other. Mm. And there's shows right now that I know of and where they hate each other. I won't mention names.
Adam. Adam.
You won't.
@_
There's certain shows. And I was like, damn, that sucks. Having to work with someone you just can't stand.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sounds like it'd be really terrible.
Have you ever experienced anything like that, Maddie? Never?
Never.
It's uncomfortable. Really, really uncomfortable. And sometimes I part of shows where I got along with everyone, but they didn't get along with each other.
Ooh.
And you kind of just see it all the time. Like, God, this sucks for them. And I try to be the peacemaker. And they're like, no, I'm not having it. And they this and they that. And all of a sudden you're a referee. I'm like, that takes a toll on you as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you hear these shows, might not even be our show, because I actually am, well, we just met. So we'll give us time. We'll get there. We can't stand each other. But for now,
this is the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Honeymoon phase.
We all like
sex
each other.
Is good.
Yeah. Everything's good.
Got it.
We're still safe. No, everything's good with this show. like everyone gets along. Everyone's cool. It's like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this because everyone is all nice to each other. Like, hey, listen, what are you doing this weekend? Come over here. It's like, I've been here before.
Yeah. And it's interesting because our job, because this is, it's like this at every job, I would say, you know, yeah. like you're going to have people you don't like, you know, or you don't mesh well with. You could live with people like that. Your roommates could be the same thing, but our job specifically, our job is personality driven. And so there have been shows that I mean, Joey worked with Lady Law, right? Back in the day. So me and Law were doing mornings and we were two completely different people.
Absolutely.
Right. She was more of the reading books, really intelligent, blah, blah, blah. And I was like the guy that was at American Junkie and in Scottsdale DJing until 2 a.m. came here at 3:30, 4 o'clock and whatever. And I remember specifically one day I was cutting a phone call up and I had to like go throw up. I missed something. I like missed something in this phone call that was pre-recorded because radio's a lie. And so I missed something and Law came up to me and she was like, yo, you're fucking with my money. Like, and it was like the first realist conversation I had where I really had my first actual work conflict because of personality. So that's right. Goes to what you're saying of like, you're going to learn about somebody's like real gangster.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, those life things that, you know, we talk about that at some point, something is going to happen. And it's all about how like you handle it. But yeah, that would throw me off. Cause Law was one of my closest friends.
Right.
Is one of my closest.
Yeah.
Friends.
Conflict is healthy.
Yeah.
Super. A lot of shows that I work with, they couldn't deal with conflict. They don't want any conflict or they can't deal with that. And that was one of my problems with certain people that I work with. They couldn't deal with just tell me, don't talk shit behind my back. Just fucking tell me, that way we can work it out. And there's this one person I'm going to say, cause I always get the question, who's been your favorite show? I've been part of 12 shows. I don't even know in my lifetime, 25, 30 people I've co-hosted and hosted with. And like, what's been your favorite show? Well, I would say now, obviously, because I'm having such a good time with you guys and we're all friends. And it's the honeymoon stage and I have a blast with you guys. So I'll say this show, but one particular person that stands out to me, a person that I loved working with, and for a certain reason, because we got to a point where we didn't like each other. We couldn't work with one another and we respected one another and we were such a fan of each other's talent on the air and what we were and what we built and people were a fan of us. We just couldn't work together. But this person, and this is probably the only person, fought for our friendship. Like, okay, we can't work together, but I love you. And I was like, damn, that's the first fucking time in all these people I work with where they were just like, peace. Natasha Castles, one of my favorite people ever, because she was on the mornings with us and it was like too many cooks in the kitchen. We just couldn't agree on shit, the direction of the show. And she was more of like, I don't want to pre-record. Let's go live. And we just couldn't click.
Too many alphas.
Too many. And you know, and I just was like, it was such a tough thing. I was like, me and her can't work together. And it was such an all-star thing. Let's take the number one afternoon show girl, put her the number one morning show guy, Joey Boy, Natasha Castles. Everybody was like, oh shit. And I knew Natasha before radio.
Oh.
I've known Natasha since she was a girl at the club. And her style was always, so Natasha Castles is not a radio thing. Natasha Castles, all trendy and like a fucking queen she is. She's always been that. So when we got to work each other and didn't work out, I was so bummed and our friendship was, but she made sure we worked on our friendship. She calls me and we just catch up. We FaceTime, we run each other. We give each other a big hug. And one of my favorite people to work with ever is Natasha Castles. Cause she fought for it. She fought for the friendship. It's been awesome. Fucking awesome. Yeah.
That's really dope. I mean, seems like she's been A1 since day one.
Day one.
Yeah, no, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
No, it's really interesting that you bring that up though, because I mean, radio is just, it's such a unique business, man.
Yeah.
It is just, I'm trying to think of any other things that like we can really expose right now. Like,
I mean, before we move on, I just kind of want to go off of that, of where Maddie and I had that conversation, because I think you were kind of touching on it when we first started together, of like two women in the same studio don't get along.
Yeah.
And I personally was so excited when we hired Maddie, because I love you guys, but having some feminine energy in the room was just such a relief for me.
What a fake fuck.
And sorry.
Somebody in studio explain what Kegels were.
That's what I was here for.
And that's what she was hired for. No, but but we just wanted to be able to get along and not feel like there was some elephant in the room. Even if we genuinely did like each other, we didn't want to have this negative competition right. towards each other. We wanted to make sure that we were competitive and making ourselves better and helping each other out. So when we were in Vegas, we had that drunken conversation, but sober enough to remember it and value it. And I think ever since then, her and I have just became actual friends. We right. text outside of this. Yeah. We voice memo. That's how you know you're my friend, when I voice memo you.
May all the time, she goes, why does she send voice memos? I was like, because she's comfortable.
I'm a voice memo girly. But I think that was just something that was really nice to have. And this is something nice to have, because I've heard from other people on the radio that they said they would not want another girl in the room with them because it creates that conflict and that competitiveness.
Well, I had my peers in radio tell me, it's like, bro, even with the last show, when I had two girls, they're like, bro, like, you're setting yourself up. And when we're going to have you and Maddie, they're like, bro. And I was like, no, I think it'll work. And I'm glad you guys had that conversation, because mm-hmm. just through my experience with other hosts with two girls, it does become competitive. But I'm glad you guys knocked out that conversation from jump and have each other's back, because it does get competitive. But yeah, a lot of people are like, don't do it. Don't yeah. do it. Just have one girl.
Yeah, I'm sure in a creative space, there's going to be things where she's like, actually, I don't like this, or I don't like that, whatever. We've already kind of had that, but
it didn't get to a point of like there was anybody angry. But yeah. we've critiqued each other, though. Yeah. Like, I feel like we've, at least I know I'm very open with like, please critique me. Like, yeah. I will fight back if I really feel something.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, this is the only way it can be done. I just will voice my opinion. But I feel like you reach out to me, I reach out to you, and we'll just be like, hey, what are your thoughts? Or I don't like this. What's wrong with it? And we'll either pick it apart, or we'll, you know, boost it up and be like, no, it's really good. But I don't feel like the creativeness, like, none of us are closed off to creativity. Right. Yeah. And I feel like that's where that boils, where if you're open to at least listening to somebody, we probably will never have problems like that. We'll have problems of other
Yesterday,
sorts.
Yesterday, I was walking down the hall. I could have sworn I heard Sienna in the bathroom going, fuck that bitch.
No, yeah, no. And this is how rumors start.
Yeah, you heard that?
No, I heard the same thing.
Oh, were you talking about JD? Oh,
she was on the phone with me sending a voice memo. Yeah.
So. Sorry, JD.
Stop looking at me like that.
I was like, dang, who's that Eminem wannabe over there?
That's hurtful.
I'm trying to create a brand on this podcast. I'm trying to get these hoodies sent.
No, but hopefully we painted the picture. These are some of the things that you always thought were true. They were lies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we pre-record our shit.
Oh, what? I have one more thing. Uh-huh. In kind of regards to going back to the music, the one thing that I know that you guys probably always hear, or that Sienna heard way back, or as early as 5 months ago, was that we play this song all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes back to, you know, finding out that, you know, there were no such things as requests. There are songs that play all the time, but they really are only played once an hour.
Yes.
Usually.
It's like the separation, I think, hour and 20 minutes, because here's how it works. If you want the Taylor Swift Cruel Summer and you request it because it's the number one song out, you just got in your car, we played it 3 minutes ago. Hey, can I hear Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer? Oh, we just played it. Well, I didn't hear it. Can you play it again?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again, you're playing the odds.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, going to come up, because we're going to play it in an hour and 15 minutes. So that's what the thing is. So it's just, they're called A records.
Power records.
Power records.
Yeah.
You got to play them faster. So when people are like, you play the same shit. No, because y'all request the same fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's like if I could work at McDonald's and maybe I don't like Big Macs, but guess what? Everyone's going to fucking request a Big. I'm not going to serve you what I want to serve you.
How about a fish filet?
Yeah. Yeah. BK broiler. Yeah. McDonald's? Yeah, but I want to serve you a BK broiler. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and we want to get you at the peak. So why would we not play the biggest song when you're in your car at 8 o'clock going to work? And then when you're coming home at 5 o'clock, chances are we have to play the biggest song
right.
when we feel like you're absolutely in your car, or you're going to be at X
yeah.
during lunch. Or yeah, I always get that all the time. You guys play that fucking song all the time. I'm like, dude, it's once an hour. Shut up. If that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is something I learned when I interned about 5 years ago. So I didn't know that, but before I learned that, I was like, dang, the radio just plays the same thing over and over and yeah. over. But now I learned that on my internship. So I did learn something.
There you go. There it is.
Yes.
Maybe we do a Maddie's old show. You know, maybe we talk for 20 minutes.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Gosh,
20 minutes.
That is crazy.
God, it's rough.
That's like doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just doing a podcast, like, and throwing a couple songs an hour. Jesus Christ.
And you'll never guess why we didn't get along. It was so crazy. It was wild.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. La, 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 la. All right, man. Well, that's the truth about radio, man. You got any questions about that? You can add us at The Morning Mess. And hey, shouts to our boss watching right now.
Love
you. He's going to love this one.
Oh, yes, he is.
Hey, congrats to our boss with the new baby, by the way. Yeah, King Decipher, new baby girl. Congrats.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.